6 minutes past 8. Shane McElhattan is here with what it says in the papers.
A milestone in the long fight for a state apology to the family of Shane O'Farrell gives the Irish Times its front page photograph. Shane's family are shown arriving at Leinster House wearing their visitor lanyards before taking their seats in the Distinguished Visitors Gallery in the Dáil Chamber. The paper says they were there to hear Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan deliver a public apology. Shane was killed in a hit-and-run incident near his home in Carrickmacross, County Monaghan in 2011 by a repeat offender out on bail. The paper says the minister's apology follows a long campaign by the family. The paper's page 2 is dominated by a close-up photograph of Shane's mother, Lucia, above Miriam Lord's article, which takes up most of the page. Miriam Lord writes that as the TDs were calling up to the O'Farrells to shake their hands in the chamber, while everyone knew the story, they also knew it wasn't theirs to claim. She writes the reason the Dáil was in session for a very rare government apology was not down to politicians and their ability to get things done. It was down to the determination of one woman who refused to take no for an answer. The Irish Daily Mirror says the family were satisfied with the apology, even if they didn't get the public inquiry they were looking for. However, the paper says the family insist there are still unanswered questions about Shane's death, and they want the publication of GSOC and Garda reports. The tragic events in Liverpool on Monday continue to dominate the front pages. Many of the papers have made their own judgment on the driver suspected to be the cause of the rampage that left dozens of people injured and 11 still in hospital. The Irish Daily Star reports that a 53-year-old white British man from the city was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. The paper said he was also arrested on dangerous driving offences, including driving while unfit through drugs. The emergency services and the police came in for praise to their response for their response to the evening's events, but the Irish Independent says there are questions they have to answer. The paper quotes security expert Lee Doddridge, a former trainer of UK counter-terrorism officers and planner of major events like the 2010 Ryder Cup in Wales. He told the paper the events in Liverpool could easily have been prevented. Regardless of circumstances, the vehicle should not have been anywhere within that cordon. As reported here just now, the likelihood of the state facing billions of euro in penalties for missing carbon emission targets gets coverage across the papers. It's the lead in the Examiner, quoting the Environmental Protection Agency stating the country has moved backwards in its goal of reducing its carbon emissions by 51% by 2030. The actual likely reduction will be 23%. One word, John, greed, is the line that appears in several papers in reports on the High Court case being taken by billionaire John Magner against the former owners of a 751-acre tract of land in County Tipperary. Mr. Magner told the court this is what he was told when he was asked when he asked why the multi-million land deal he thought he had agreed with the owner had failed. The Examiner reports that lawyers acting for the owner of the Coolmore stud have claimed before the court that the preferred buyer, US-based construction magnate Maurice Regan, had engaged in a full frontal assault on Mr. Magner's claimed deal to buy the land for 15 million euro. The Mail reports that Mr. Magner claimed that despite shaking hands on a deal to buy the land for 15 million euro in August 2023, he later found it had been promised for sale to Mr. Regan for more than 20 million euro. Finally, there are several milestones reported this morning, one welcome, one not so welcome. The Times sports pages carry the news that the outcome of the English soccer season, allowing for promotions and relegations, means there will be just 7 Irish players in the Premier League for next season. A record low. There's a more welcome record reported in several papers. The Independent quotes new figures from the Central Statistics Office that show that average weekly earnings in the state were €1,026.20 in the first quarter of this year, meaning the symbolic figure of €1,000 a week has been bettered for the first time since the data series began in 2008. Grand job is the Mail's headline.
Grand job as well. Thank you very much. That's Shane McElhattan. It's 10 minutes past 8.